On today's show, Ford reveals several customized F-150s it will show off at SEMA. Subaru discontinues the Crosstrek hybrid, and public tests show people quickly relax while riding in autonomous vehicles. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, if an automaker has a badass truck to show off, this is the time to do it. Ram just unveiled the Rebel TRX, Chevy the Colorado ZH2, and Hennessy the Velociraptor. So not to be left out, Ford is giving us a little taste of what it will have at SEMA this year with four custom F-150s. It'll have something to satisfy nearly everyone's taste, from the lightly modified, like this sports-themed truck, to lowriders with giant wheels tucked into the fenders and a 550-horsepower V8 under the hood. And no SEMA stand would be complete without a couple of jacked-up trucks. These two feature everything from TVs, charging stations, and upgraded twin-turbo EcoBoost engines. SEMA is such a fun time. Speaking of the automaker, the last Australian-built Ford vehicle will roll off the assembly line today, which marks the end of a 91-year history in the country. The move follows along with the automaker's decision to end operations in Japan and Indonesia, where it also sees, quote, no reasonable path to profitability. But Ford is not the only automaker leaving Australia. GM and Toyota will be gone by next year as well. Subaru is taking itself out of the hybrid game, at least for now, that is. The automaker announced that it will discontinue sales of its first ever hybrid model, the Crosstrek Hybrid, which first debuted in New York in 2013. While not on the market for very long, you can understand why it made the move. Subaru has only sold about 2,400 Crosstrek Hybrids this year, which is down nearly 50% from a year ago. But the automaker says it won't be out of the hybrid game for too long. It will introduce a new model that will be built off its new global platform that will also see a plug-in and full electric variant come off it as well. And still to come, initial public trials of self-driving cars show that people are ready to give up control of the vehicle.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
One of the big questions facing autonomous vehicles is whether or not people will accept the technology and be comfortable giving up control of the car. But if initial public trials are correct, it doesn't seem like it will be an issue. A little over a month ago, startup company Nutonomy launched an autonomous taxi service for select residents in Singapore. Speaking at the Upshift conference, its CEO revealed that while riders were nervous at first, after a few minutes in the vehicle, they became relaxed and almost bored. The company also revealed riders prefer that the autonomous cars perform more like human drivers instead of a machine. So while it's understandable people will be nervous about autonomy, it seems like they just need to experience it to understand its benefits. And speaking of self-driving cars, Automotive News reports that Renault will test a fleet of autonomous Zoe EVs in China starting next month. The company is the second global automaker to announce plans to test in the country. Back in April, Volvo announced it will test self-driving cars with customers next year. Are UAW members still satisfied with last year's labor deal? We'll take a look into that coming up next.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Last year, the UAW had to battle to get a new labor deal done, not only with Ford, GM, and FCA, but also with its members. Many workers initially rejected the contract, but a new deal was eventually agreed upon. But now that it's been nearly a year since it was ratified, is the union still happy with it? On Autoline this week, we're joined by the president of the UAW, Dennis Williams, and here's what he had to say about the issue.
you know, when you look at the contracts and the negotiations, they were contentious, without a doubt, right? I think that the second agreement at Chrysler ratified by 77%, I think General Motors 59%, and Ford, I believe, was 51-point-something%. So it isn't like it was huge margins right there. But you survey the membership today, and, you know, now there's 20% dissatisfaction, right? Or, you know, and I doubt very seriously if 20% is dissatisfied with the finances of it. It might be something else. So from our membership standpoint, it positioned us very well, right? As far as for the UAW, I think it strengthened us. And in fact, we got more calls from the transnational plants that are unorganized because of that labor agreement than we had in many, many years. So overall, I think it turned out positive for everybody. There's a balance, right? You've got a balance between investment in the plants so our membership has jobs, and then you got to balance on how do you get them wage rates that are equal to everybody that works there doing the same work. So I think we found that balance, but it took a lot of work, a lot of studying to do that.
For more about the state of the UAW, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And remember, you can always follow us socially on Facebook and Twitter. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.